I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations finally imposed sanctions on Nigeria's Boko Haram. It means freezing assets, an arms embargo, and a travel ban. The Islamic militants want to overthrow the Nigerian government and create an Islamic State. Open Doors is asking you to pray with them for wisdom for church leaders as they reach out with the love of Christ in these dangerous circumstances. There's a concerted effort to destroy the testimony of Christ in northern Nigeria. Next, this persecution is so unjust that even the secular news outlets are picking it up. A 27-year-old woman in Sudan, who's 8 months pregnant, has been sentenced to death for being a Christian. We asked Matt Parker of Kids Alive International about it.
This is an appalling case of persecution, but in some ways this isn't really a surprise to us. Over the past 18 months in particular, we've seen a real surge in the level of persecution against Christians.
And in South Sudan today, there are 64 tribes with different languages and cultures. Couple that with political differences, and it can create all-out civil war. And that's what's happening in South Sudan, according to Deng Jongkuch, with Partners in Compassionate Care. That unrest has created a humanitarian catastrophe of displaced people that includes the county of Bor.
The whole county was completely displaced. Nobody lived there. The school health bill is completely vacant. The clinic is not there. And Memorial Christian Hospital is closed down. Thanks God it was not destroyed.
Support the hospital through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.